Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder for all producers about acreage reporting deadlines. Producers who file accurate and timely acreage reports for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage, can prevent the potential loss of Farm Service Agency program benefits. As a reminder, there are new requirements first put in place during crop year 2012 for producers with perennial forage and fall-seeded crops. Prior to 2012, all crops in Iowa had an acreage reporting date of June 15th. Effective last year and continuing again this year, there are now two new dates for crop certification. These new reporting dates were established to better align FSA and the Risk Management Agency, which is RMA, program requirements. RMA oversees the Federal Crop Insurance Program. In order to comply with FSA program eligibility requirements, all producers are encouraged to visit the Cass County FSA office to file an accurate crop certification report by the applicable deadline. For Cass County, the following acreage reporting dates apply. The first is December 15th, which is a couple weeks from now. That is the acreage reporting deadline for perennial forage, which includes all existing hay and pasture, as well as all fall-seeded small grains, and these include small seeded grains seeded as a cover crop. The second date is July 15th, 2014, which is the acreage reporting date for all other crops, including spring-planted crops and the CRP program. There are a few exceptions which apply to the above acreage reporting dates. First off, if the crop has not been planted by the above acreage reporting date, then the acreage must be reported no later than 15 calendar days after completion of planting. Second, if a producer acquires additional acreage after the previously mentioned acreage reporting date, that acreage must be reported no later than 30 calendar days after purchase or acquiring the lease. Appropriate documentation of the purchase or lease must be provided to the county FSA office as well. Finally, if a perennial forage crop is reported with the intended use of cover only, green manure, left standing, or seed, then the acreage must be reported by the July 15 date. Non-insured crop disaster assistance program, also called NAP, policyholders should note that the acreage reporting date for NAP-covered crops is the earlier of the dates mentioned previously, which are December 15th or July 15th, or 15 calendar days before grazing or harvesting of the crop begins. Producers are also reminded that farms not certified by the appropriate acreage reporting deadlines will be subject to a late filed fee of $46 per farm unit. This was waived last year. This year it is not. For questions regarding crop certification and crop loss reports, or to file your crop certification acreage report, contact your local FSA office. Next, crop year 2013 marketing assistance loans. Now that the harvest season has drawn to a close, grain producers are reminded that FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans on their eligible harvested production. These 9-month marketing assistance loans, MALs, allow producers to store the production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. Producers who share in the risk of production of the eligible commodity and who maintain beneficial interest in the commodity throughout the term of the note are eligible to receive a marketing assistance loan. To maintain beneficial interest, producers must retain the ability to make decisions about the commodity. They must be responsible for loss because of damage to the commodity, and they must have title to the commodity. Once beneficial interest in the commodity is lost, it's ineligible for a loan even if that beneficial interest is later regained. If any grain under a marketing assistance loan is going to be sold or has been sold and needs to be moved to the elevator, a 15 or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to our office is all that's needed to begin the process. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for unauthorized disposition are severe, and producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period, so always call before you haul any grain under loan. Similar to the 2013 DCP payments, which had a reduction due to sequester, crop year 2013 marketing assistance loans that are dispersed are subject to reduction due to the same sequestration. Producers requesting 2013 marketing assistance loans will have their gross loan amounts reduced by 5.1%. And finally, FSA signature policy. Using the correct signature when doing business with FSA can save time and prevent a delay in program benefits. Husbands and wives may automatically sign documents on behalf of each other for FSA and Commodity Credit Corporation programs in which either has an interest, unless written notification denying a spouse this authority has been provided to the county office. There are exceptions to this rule. Spouses may not sign on behalf of each other for partnerships, joint ventures, corporations, or other similar entities. Individual signatures are also needed on certain eligibility forms, as well as on certain farm loan program and farm storage facility loan documents. For additional clarification on proper signatures, contact your local FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.